You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Off with True Blue LA. I'm Eric Steven. It is Thursday morning, July 16th, and we're talking today about a Dodgers pitcher beating the Angels to go 8-0, because that's kind of what happens now, and it's exactly who you all would have guessed. First, it was Tony Gonsolin Tuesday night, who leads the major leagues in ERA. He's 8-0. And then Tyler Anderson pitched the game of his life on Wednesday night, took a no-hitter into the ninth inning. All sorts of stuff happened in this game. It was pretty amazing, pretty fun, and pretty timely, because on the weekly edition, the lineup, if you will, the lineup with True Blue LA, which will be out after you hear this, Jacob Birch and I, at some point during the recording of that, were talking, because we had talked before we started recording. Jacob was of the thought that no hitters should only count if a pitcher gives up no runs and pitches nine innings and allows no hits. But I was of the opinion that I sort of like the freak no hitters. The other day, the reason this came up, keep in mind, this was all before Tyler Anderson was throwing a no hitter. It just so happened to work out timing wise that we talked about it right before this happened. We were talking about the Cardinals and Pirates earlier in the week, and that's why it came up, because Miles Mikolas came within a strike of a no hitter, and then the Pirates in that game scored before they had their hit. So Jacob thought that marred the no hitter. He kept referring to it as a no-no. You can listen to the podcast why we talked about it. But I thought the timing was hilarious, because we were recording, like, the Dodger game started, and then when we were done recording, Tyler Anderson still had a no hitter going. So just a wild, wild game. So the game started with what could have been a hit, depending on the scoring, although it looked like it was actually an out. Mookie Betts came running in to make a catch, but in like right center field, and Cody Bellinger, they collided. And then in colliding, it caused Mookie Betts to drop the ball, it looked like, but it looked like, you know, one of those like potentially had it been reviewed, could have been ruled a catch, perhaps. But we'll never know because Cody Bellinger picked the ball up as it dropped after the catch and threw Taylor Ward out at second base anyway. So sort of erased that. But anyway, that was ruled an error on Bellinger for running into Betts there. And then, so, you know, no one thinks much about it at the time that's going to affect like a no-hitter. But it did because Tyler Anderson did not allow a hit until the ninth. The funny part is he was at in like the 80s in the pitch count in the sixth inning. And Dave Roberts, you know, has famously taken out pitchers, you know, during no-hitters. You know, there's always – people tend to think it's like a reflexive thing, but there's always been circumstances involved. Like Ross Stripling, it was literally his major league debut, and he was – you know, he had coming off Tommy John surgery himself, was pulled in the eighth inning of a no-hitter in San Francisco. And then Rich Hill later that year after he got acquired from the A's was pulled from a perfect game after seven innings. And that was when Rich Hill was dealing with blisters where he had barely pitched in the previous month and a half. So there's always like circumstances there. So, but obviously it was one of those like, man, what a bummer. And then Rich Hill, later, in the next year, had another no hit bid. He had a perfect game bid late, ended up taking a no hitter into the 10th, but the Dodgers didn't score and he lost it on a walk off home run. So what a weird, sort of no hit history. And then famously this year too, Roberts pulled Clayton Kershaw after seven perfect innings in his first start. But keep in mind everything that went into this, Kershaw coming off elbow surgery, didn't throw for a lot of the offseason. He was sort of behind every other starter in terms of how he was built up, had not thrown more than five innings in like a simulated game in a shortened spring, a spring that was shortened by the lockout. So it was his very first game. I think had it been like two starts later, he would have let Kershaw finish it. And it was one of the, I think we mentioned this at the time, but any sort of angst that, you know, you might have felt that Kershaw should have stayed in or like anger sort of melted away once you saw like Kershaw's reaction. And he was basically like, yeah, you know, like I completely get it. Like at first start, I wasn't really built up. But yeah, it would have been interesting had the timing been different on that. But it's not as simple as to say, oh, yeah, Robert just pulls people from no-hitters. He also pulled Walker Buehler, who was a rookie in 2018, after six no-hit innings. The Dodgers ended up finishing that one with three different relievers throwing an inning. That was in Monterrey, Mexico. Tonight, Anderson's pitch count just kept going up, but he was effective. He was throwing strikes. He was at 99 pitches through seven. His career high was 109. I believe he was at 117 to start the ninth, and then he had to come in the ninth. It was Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, and then Jared Walsh. So just a murderer's row there to start the ninth. He struck out Trout looking, so he's two outs away from the no-hitter. And then first pitch to Shohei Ohtani, hit a ball down the sort of into the right field corner that for a triple. It was probably more of a double type of a hit, except Mookie Betts, you know, he went literally all out. He dove at a play he really had no chance at. But, you know, just to I believe I saw on Sportsnet LA, Tyler Anderson said he appreciated the gesture, you know, sort of in jest, but he had no chance of catching it. But it made the dive look a little bit funny. But yeah, it was it did give Tyler Anderson the chance to get the ovation, you know, going back to the dugout after getting pulled. And then Ohtani did score, so they didn't get to shut out the Angels twice in a row. But what a performance from Anderson, who is also 8-0 this year. Just what a remarkable run he's had. And it really has been amazing that Tony Gonsolin and Tyler Anderson have been the Dodgers' two best pitchers. And that's just kind of where we're at. Now, this season, you know, anytime you think you can sort of plan out baseball, it always comes up and surprises you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So now as we look ahead to the weekend, it looks like the Dodgers are going to host the Cleveland Guardians. It's the first time they will have ever played them as the Guardians. They were formerly named the Indians, and that name went away this year. So they're the Guardians now. So first time facing them. It's a three-game series. It's the last series of the homestand, and then the Dodgers go on the road after that. They have Thursday off. They have Monday off again before starting that road trip. So I think that factored into why Tyler Anderson was allowed to sort of keep going in this, because if they stay in line, both Tony Gonsolin and Tyler Anderson will be starting on 6 days rest next week in Cincinnati. So I think I'm sure that played a factor in it, in allowing him to sort of stay on. But we talked about this earlier in the week about with Walker Buehler out, how the Dodgers will sort of handle things. And I think they're kind of okay for the moment. But that stretch starting next week of 20 games in 20 days is going to really tell where the rotation is at. And maybe we'll find out later this week if Major League Baseball is in fact going to go down to 13 pitchers limit instead of 14, or if the union and the league can agree to extend 14 pitchers for a while, because that'll affect how they sort of use things. But it's going to be interesting. But if they keep getting solid performances like this from Tyler Anderson and Tony Gonsolin, things are looking up. But that's where we're at. Tyler Anderson, game of his life, no hitter into the ninth. It was certainly memorable. The one thing I forgot to mention, I think right as we finished recording the weekly podcast, it was right before, I believe, in the seventh inning. I can't remember if it was the seventh or the eighth. Maybe it was the eighth, where there was a bunt or like a little swinging bunt up along the first baseline that Anderson fielded in like good order, and he could have easily thrown the runner out, but he had one of the worst throws ever, sort of way off first base down the line a little bit, and put the runner in scoring position. But I had it on mute because we had just finished recording, so I didn't turn the game up yet, and I had assumed that was scored a hit, because they usually do like a hit plus an error on that sort of a thing. But it wasn't, so it kept the no-hitter alive, and it kept the sort of, the drama going. So it was fun. All in all, pretty fun, pretty neat. Anderson seemed appreciative of the opportunity, given, I believe Dave Roberts even said after the game, "I know I have the reputation as the Grim Reaper," so that was pretty funny. But no, he got a chance to do it. He just didn't quite get there, but hell of a game nonetheless. But that's our show for today. The Dodgers are off today, so we won't have a game to react to for tomorrow, but we will see you tomorrow.